From the studios of NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick.
And I'm Madeline Brand. Coming up, part two on why the U.S. has not been attacked since 9/11.
First, the U.S. today formally handed over control of Iraq's military to Iraq's government. Here's the top American military commander in Iraq, General George Casey.
Today marks another important milestone in the relentless progress of the Iraqi armed forces. It's a story of courage, perseverance, and a united commitment to the values of the new Iraq.
That's General Casey speaking in Iraq today. We're joined now by New York Times chief military correspondent Michael Gordon, who's recently back from Iraq. Michael Gordon, welcome to the program, and tell us, what is the significance of this handover of command?
The significance is that before today, the Iraqi government didn't control its own armed forces. There would be Iraqi soldiers paired with American military units, and they're really under American control. Well, now it's the beginning of a process in which the Iraqi government will have direct control over some elements of its own armed forces. But as of today, it's just a small portion of it. We're really just talking about one division in the south, the 8th Division, which is not in the most challenging area, and their very small Air Force and Navy.
So when we say Iraq is taking control of its armed forces, it's not actually running the ground war that's going on in Iraq. That still remains under U.S. command.
Correct. And the reality is, I was with the Iraqi army in the Al Anbar province in July with really the Marine advisors who are training them. They're a long way away from being able to handle this themselves. In western Iraq, where I was, there are two divisions. And their day-to-day strength of one division is 35% in terms of boots on the ground, and the other one is 50%. So it's really the Americans who are doing the heavy lifting out west, where the Sunni insurgency is based. And even in Baghdad, if you look at that, I mean, what's happened in the last month? 7,000 additional American forces have been dispatched to Baghdad to reinforce the effort there. The reason that was necessary is the Iraqis were incapable of securing their own capital by themselves.
American political leaders in the Bush administration, Mr. Bush himself, continues to say, when the Iraqis stand up, the U.S. can stand down. Do you think they are standing up now? Is this a significant step toward that?
Well, the standing up the Iraqi security forces, which means not just the army, but it also means the Iraqi police, because they need to establish order in these towns. I mean, that's a long process, but that is the Bush administration's exit strategy. They have no other exit strategies. And it's based on the assessment that the insurgency is not going to be defeated in the near term. If you could defeat the insurgency in the near term, then you would defeat the enemy and go home. But they understand that's not going to happen. The Bush administration often talks about victory, but victory is being redefined. Victory is no longer a near-term defeat of the insurgency. What it is transferring responsibility to the Iraqis to fight that insurgency. But it's a very long process. We're talking about years.
Michael Gordon is the chief military correspondent for the New York Times. He's co-author of Cobra 2, The Inside Story of the Invasion and Occupation of Iraq. Michael Gordon, thank you.
Thank you.